You're listening to a Conversations on Character special, brought to you by the Jubilee Centre for Character and Virtues in collaboration with the Sport Legacy Foundation. Your host is Professor Tom Harrison, and this week he interviews students from the Waverley Education Trust, partners of the Sport for Life International Programme and the Sport Legacy Foundation.
Welcome to this latest episode of the Conversations on Character podcast. This is the mini-series special timed to coincide with the Commonwealth Games. And I'm really delighted for the first time in these Conversations on Character podcast series that we've actually got three young people speaking as part of the series. We've got Imad, Aisha and Zoya, and they're all from Waverley Sixth Form, which I know has been doing quite a lot of work with the Sports Legacy Foundation, our partners in this mini podcast series. And Imad, Aisha and Zoya have a really great conversation, I think, with me about what they think is important about character in their lives and indeed for society more broadly, how it might be developed, linking with families and in particular peers and those around them, but also who are their role models and particularly who are their sporting role models that they think really exemplifies the sorts of character qualities that they would love to be able to show in their lives at some point in the future. So I hope you enjoy listening to this episode. So Imad, Aisha and Zoya, it's wonderful to have you here live, I think, from Waverley Sixth Form College right now. Are you in your school right now?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'm really pleased because actually you're the first young people that we've had on this Conversation on Character podcast series. And I'm really looking forward to hearing your views on how school and all the other activities you do helps you develop your character qualities. School, I think, is obviously very much about, and I'm sure you're doing wonderfully well in all your exams and tests, etc. But what else do you do around school that you think helps you cultivate different sorts of qualities that will be useful in your future? Perhaps I could ask Imad to start with.
In our own free time, so some people like to just lounge and communicate with their peers. But then in our sixth form, we have a group that comes from outside of school to just play football with us. And I feel like that's good for us as it improves our teamwork with each other, whether we're in the same subjects or not. And it helps us communicate better and our relationships have grown since then.
I think volunteering at different places and getting involved in sports outside of school, like at leisure centres, it brings out confidence. And because, you know, sometimes people don't have the confidence in curricular stuff, but when it comes to sports, they can really show a different side. And also just talking to people just in general in sixth form, I think that helps quite a lot.
So some of it's just about the social element and the people that you mix with in sixth forms, really.
Yeah.
Could you just tell me a bit more, Aisha, what you do in terms of your volunteering when you get time?
I volunteer with older people, with the elderly. And it helps because obviously, you know, it's for some people, it's difficult to talk to one another. Because, you know, they don't have enough people to talk to. So, you know, going out there and volunteering, or sometimes I'll volunteer at with helping children, like organizing sport events for them, for younger children. And that helps them, you know, to get involved, like to show them, like, it's not always just about learning. It's also like getting involved in sports and different aspects.
Brilliant. That's really good, Aisha. And Zoya, what about you? Is there anything particularly you're involved with?
For me, I also do a little like volunteering. Obviously, it's not like what she does, but I've got a few connections, like accountancy firms and stuff. So like when I can go in and volunteer. And even just like little things that my siblings, they do have like exams and stuff. But like when they're not revising, I do try and make them, like, we've got a park close by. So like go out there, even like my neighbours or something, help them. Go outside and, like, you know, try speak to more people there, because some of them are like very introverted, so I, like, not stress them out, like being on their own all the time and trying to make them socialize more.
Yeah, so you've given me all some great examples there, like sports, volunteering, linked with kind of employers, etc. But some people may say that schools and this time of your life is just about you getting much better at maths and English and science and all the other subjects you're doing. I mean, why is it important that people of your age get involved with activities like the ones that you've told me about?
Because if they just keep focusing on, you know, just on one thing, just like, you know, just learning, it kind of just limits them to just that. And they don't really, it doesn't develop the character at all, because that's just all they know. Whereas with sports or with doing anything else, like, you know, something a bit more physical and not just using your brain, it helps them quite a lot. You know, it's not limited at all. You can go all out.
There's a lot of character development in terms of sports. You can gain a lot of experiences in sports that you can't do in education. Like, there's only so much you can learn about life by just sitting here and memorizing formulas. You need to go out, see the world, meet new people.
If you just focus on school, right, it causes like a lot of like mental health, because mental health is like a really big thing, like in this generation and stuff. So it's like you can get like a lot of stress and stuff from just focusing on that. Obviously, like, you need a break, whether that's doing sports or any other physical activities. And it's just nice to like get a little break and make sure you're not putting too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah, I really understand that. So there's something about exams. And do you find this within school sometimes, that maybe not just yourself, but people around you, it can be quite bring anxiety and kind of be quite stressful?
Yeah, of course, because I understand education is very important to your life, to your future goals. But I feel like you need a balanced lifestyle, which includes sports and socializing with other people, because, as Zoya mentioned, that mental health, especially within our age group, is a serious issue. And we believe that with sports, you can become a different person. You can express yourself in a different way, which is very important, as you can release a lot of stress in sports. In terms of boxing and squash, like those contact sports, it's very good.
Do you think this also has wider benefits for society, for other people, people around you, your community?
Yeah, it brings people together. When it comes to revising, some people might prefer to sit and revise alone, work alone. But with sports, you're always surrounded by other people. Whether you are doing a sport which just takes two people for boxing, for example, it takes two people to be in the ring fighting. But behind the scenes, there's coaches, there's family, there's friends that support you. And I feel like it's very important, as it shows that you're not alone and you have other people around you. Yeah. And you can make new friends. The amount of friends I've made personally just by playing sports is good.
Yeah. Is that the same, Asha and Zoya, for volunteering? Does that also, I mean, clearly what you're doing is contributing to helping other people, but do you think it also helps you in the future develop qualities that will enable you to be kind of helping other people in the future as well?
Yeah, it's like, it gives you that confidence to show, like, because like, as he said, you like, when people revise, most likely you want to be alone. So when you're out and you're volunteering, you meet new people, it brings up that confidence that you can speak to more people.
Also, I think not even just like in terms of other people, but it helps yourself. Like it's something you do and it's healthy for you as well. And it gives you motivation because you're having fun and you're training yourself at the same time. And if you have motivation in one part of something that you do, it helps you push yourself in other parts, like learning, like, you know, aspiring for something you want to do that's, you know, in higher education. And without, you know, always just sitting down, just, you know, in classrooms and everything, it can get a bit gloomy.
You've got so many challenges coming ahead. Obviously, you've got to find jobs, and then there's so many things happening in society around you as well, linked with technology changes, environmental changes, etc. Do you think there's particular qualities, character qualities, that young people of your age really need to develop, given your futures that you've got ahead of you?
I believe a main quality you need is determination and resilience. Because life is not a straight road, as everyone knows. There's always ups and downs. So if you don't have any sort of determination or resilience, it's quite easy to give up. But of course, if you want to achieve something, you need to make sure that your mind is on it 110%. And like, in terms of perseverance as well, you need to make sure that you do stick to it no matter how hard it gets. Because at the end of the day, the effort that you put in will be the reward that you get out at the end of it. Let's say Real Madrid, for example, the Champions League. Everyone thought they were going to get knocked out. They scored, I believe, 3 or 4 goals in a matter of 5-10 minutes. That just shows how sports is important factor in perseverance and resilience, as it shows that you have the will to never give up, no matter how hard it does get, which is quite important when it comes to life challenges as well.
Also linking to that, you know, you don't see athletes, you know, just getting to the top all at, you know, all of a sudden. They have to work towards that, and they know they do. You don't see them, you know, for example, doing a sprint and they get first in the first round that they get. It's always a matter of working yourself to the highest level and then getting there.
So it's about skills and technique, but it's also about who you are as a person and the qualities you have. Just coming back to the earlier question, though, Aishan Zoya, was there any particular qualities that you think are important?
Just motivation, because you never know what could happen. And, you know, even if you are like smart and you have, you know, like you're brainy, you know what you have to do. Even if you've got all of that, being knocked off that track is so easy, because you might have your whole life planned and you're just like, it's gonna happen like this. Like, there's only one way. You're not lenient on that at all. Something could happen, knock one thing out of place, and then that could affect the rest of it. So, you know, just like Imad said, having that determination, resilience is so important, because that's the thing that's going to keep on pushing you forward.
Yeah. What about you, Zoya?
I feel like for anything, like, you need courage to, like, go through with it. Like, even just, like, attempt anything. Like, it goes along with anything that you do, whether that's work, whether that's studying, doing sports. Because you need the courage to at least start that, even if it's like little steps to build up towards it. You need you need courage to go off and like explore new things.
Yeah, I get that. And there's going to be lots of situations in your life when things are going to go well, and situations, hopefully not too many, when things aren't going to go so well. And it's about having that courage and determination and motivation, amongst other qualities. Is it just your responsibility then to develop these qualities, or is there people around you that you think can help or have helped indeed now?
I think it matters who you surround yourself with. Like, your friends are, you know, they could be your biggest enemies. Like, they can impact, you know, you feed off energy from each other day to day. And that, you know, plays a really, really big part in who you are when you're older. Because there's some people who will give in. And there's only some that are strong and that can stand up for themselves. So friends, I think,
yeah,
they play a big factor.
So would you say peers are almost your friends, your biggest?
Yeah, whoever you have an interaction with, you'll feed off them in a way.
Yeah,
like it's gonna affect you somehow as well. Like, if you do something bad and you're associated with them, you could go down with them as well. So it's so important that, you know, you surround yourself with good people, with people that can help you and not just bring you down.
What can families or teachers or other people, like people you work with in the volunteer sector, what can they help you with?
I believe in terms of family, it's their job to support you no matter what you want to do. If you don't have your family support, you feel like you can't achieve the goal that you want to, because your family are the people that know you the best. You might see your friends more than your family, but from a very young age, you've interacted with your family. They know your personality, your characteristics, what you are capable of. And if your family do say that we don't believe you can achieve this, it can like change your mind on your aspirations. And I believe that family is a very important aspect in terms of what people do want to do for their future and how they do approach their goals and their challenges in life.
Do you think it's all about families and parents, though, setting down rules, or is there better ways to develop character? Is it all about telling you what you can and can't do? Or do you think there's other things they can do to help you kind of make better decisions and you know, choices and actions when you're in school and out of school and indeed in your future?
I wouldn't say rules. I would say just advice. Because the most you can do for a person is just advise them. It's on that person whether they do accept your advice or not. But I feel like as parents, there should be some level of rules there to make sure that you do not get knocked off the right track or whatever. But I feel like advice in itself is the most important aspect in terms of like making sure that your children are happy, that they are achieving what they want to achieve.
Yeah, so it's listening to you and the things that you and your life, and then kind of advising in that situation. Do you agree with that, Zoya and Aisha?
Yeah, definitely. It's on that person to, you know, change themselves or change what they want to do. Teachers can also play a really big part as well, because they're the ones that are teaching you. They're the ones that will tell you whether you're doing good or not. They're the ones that can, you know, help you achieve, you know, higher grades, that can tell you what to do and what not to do.
Yeah, I understand. And do you have any particular role models, either sporting or elsewhere, that you really kind of look at and think, or, you know, they're showing the sorts of character that I'd love to show or be like one day?
My sporting idol, I'd say, is Cristiano Ronaldo. He started off from a very low place, brought up in Madeira. He was not financially stable, but through his hard work and determination, he was able to become one of the best in the world, between him and Messi. And my own personal day-to-day idol, I'd say, is my father. From young, he's had to do everything independently. He's worked very hard. Everyone around him always boosts his ego whenever I'm there. So it's nice to see that people that I'm connected with as well are highly respected because of the work that they've put in their own life, in terms of their job, their own personal health, and how they are with other people as well.
Yeah, I like that, Meg. So you've given us a role model who's kind of almost out there, and but, you know, very inspiring. And I'm not sure if you're a Man United fan or not, but you're laughing right now. But also there's someone like local to you and attainable, and it feels like, you know, you can actually watch and see day to day. What about you, Aisha? Is there any particular role models that you know, in terms of their character, that you really admire?
Probably my mum. She's always, she knows I can do better. She always knows that I can do the best.
And what about you, Zoya?
I feel like, for me, obviously, like my parents, but like my older sister too, because for her, she's like much older than me. So like, I kind of see her as, she's like, in a sense, like a parental figure to me as well, because she knows that she can relate to what I've been through, but she also has more experience, like teach me like, oh, this is right, this is wrong. But she supports me with anything that I do, no matter how big, how small. And that just gives you like the confidence to like be like, okay, she supports me. Like, mom, like, it's like, I can do this. Like, and she can like help me out with stuff as well.
Yeah, excellent. And talking of role models, we've obviously got the Commonwealth Games coming to Birmingham very soon. And we're doing this podcast with the Sports Legacy Foundation. And one of their key areas is to show how kind of sport can have a legacy. Do you think the fact that we've got lots of elite athletes coming to this city, going to be, you know, competing in lots of different sports across the city over this summer, what do you think can be the legacy of big events like World Cups, European Championships, the Olympics, and indeed the Commonwealth Games? What do you think should be the legacy of these events, rather than just, you know, lots of great activity at the time, but what should they be remembered for?
I believe these big tournaments and these, you know, major events, they're like a way to bring different communities together. Like the Euros with England, I'd never seen the nation so connected ever before. Like the 2014 World Cup, I was a bit too young to remember, but this Euro made me realize how important sports is to connect different communities. And especially in Birmingham, we're a very diverse community. You could walk down this road and see one community, and then 5 minutes later, you're in a completely different area, and you're seeing different people, different views in life. But these events have a gift. It's a gift that it just has a special way of bringing people together, allowing them to bond and have some sort of compassion for each other. It's an inspiration as well, because you'll have little kids running around watching these shows, and then they'll find an idol, and you never know, you could have a new superstar from Birmingham who could be at the top in maybe 10, 15 years.
Excellent. I love that answer. I really do. It's rich. And that word, the gift, is a really nice thing to think about. Is there any kind of things that you hope, not just the Commonwealth Games, but other kind of, you know, these big events that bring people together? Have you got anything that you think hopefully will be, you know, Birmingham will be remembered for after the Commonwealth Games?
I think all in all, like these events, it boosts morale of people, and especially after, you know, COVID, you know, this whole thing that's just happened and the negatives that have come with it. I think it definitely helped through those and this as well. Now
I feel like even with like these sports games, like no matter how, like they're all competing to win, but it's not like they're not going at each other like, oh my gosh, I hate this person because they did better than me. It's like they learn from it. They respect that person. Like they obviously put in all that work. So I think that like, even for younger kids, like it inspires them, like, okay, there's better ways to go around situations. Like it motivates them.
Yeah, because those are the things we really remember from big Olympics and football matches and indeed Commonwealth Games is the sportsmanship. Often it's not always the people who win, but it's what happens in the games or during those activities. Do you agree?
Yeah, I believe sportsmanship has grown a lot in this newer generation. I believe, like, compared to the older days, sportsmanship was of course there, but I feel like people did play more for themselves and their own team. But I feel like now when there is upsets in terms of sports, everyone comes together to consolidate each other, to support each other, make sure that everyone's morale is boosted. And I feel like it's a lot better because it shows that we're all humans. No matter our status in society, we are all humans and we do need support from other people.
Brilliant. So we are going to conclude now with what we call the virtues from the hat, which is when I am going to pull out a character quality from my hat that I've got in front of me here. And then I'm going to do one for each of you, if that's okay. And I'm going to start with Zoya and then go to Aisha and end with Imad. I'm just going to ask you to just think of one person that comes to your mind that you think exemplifies, that really kind of shows that character quality in their lives. They could be alive. They could be someone who's now passed. They could be local to you, family, etc. Anyone you think exemplifies that quality. So Zoe, I'm going into my hat right now, and I'm pulling out integrity, which is like honesty and integrity.
Recently, I think Mo Farah, he like released his story about like what he's been through, and he's like, he was honest with it. It's like, more hopefully that like makes more people like come, like tell their story. And it's like, even for myself, it's like you can tell people what's going on and stuff. Like, you don't got to keep it bottled in. Because obviously, that's obviously, like, if he's kept that a secret for so long, that's, like, going to drain you internally, like, mentally, and, like, with anything that you do. So I feel like him coming out with that story, just, like, hopefully, it's, like, for me personally as well, it's, like, helped you to, like, be honest with yourself and with everyone else and what's going on.
Yeah, I like that. And it's such a powerful story, Mo Farah's story. Okay, Aisha, over to you now. Imad and Zoya are smiling at you as the pressure comes onto you. So, Aisha, I have got the quality of kind of compassion and kind of care, compassion and caring.
My mum, at the start of this year, for example, I was quite late to the sixth form because I was stuck abroad because of COVID. And, you know, it was really, really difficult for me to settle in, especially into this new sixth form, which I didn't even know I was going to be going to. I had completely different plans. And then I had to, you know, do all of these subjects, even though I was 1 month late, and do all of these exams. And my mom, she was just there for me, and she was just helping me, and she had so much compassion.
Well, I mean, a lot of studies show that our mums are one of our most biggest influences in our life. And so if your mum's shown those qualities, it bodes very well for your future. And last but not least, Imad, I'm going into my hat for you. And I've got the quality of courage.
I would say Michael Jordan.
Tell me more.
Just the way he handled his own personal life and his basketball life and moving and trying baseball as well. I feel that was a very big step for him because that was his dream before playing basketball, before being a world athlete. And I feel like it takes a big step, and also coming up in big games on his own sometimes, and even relying on his teammates in important moments, because Michael Jordan did like to do everything himself. I don't know if you've watched his documentary, but he did, you know, think of himself as the main man. But I feel like it did take him courage to rely on his teammates to build a sort of relationship with them where he could just give them the ball and let them do the work for him as well. And I feel like he is a very courageous man in terms of everything he's done in his life.
Yeah. In that documentary, it was very clear that he was learning a lot about himself as he was also expected to be the leader
and of course.
And I think a lot of good characters about not feeling you've got it all, but it's how you learn as you go through life around these. That's a lovely place to finish. I just want to say a really big thank you again to you, Emad, Aisha and Zoya. You've been wonderful guests today, and good luck with everything you've got going on in this summer and indeed in the future. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Conversations on Character Commonwealth Games special, hosted by Professor Tom Harris and produced by me, Joe Madell, on behalf of the Jubilee Centre and the Sport Legacy Foundation. To hear all previous episodes and to learn more about this collaboration, visit jubileecentre.ac.uk/commonwealthpodcast or sportforlifeinternational.org. That's all for now. We'll see you next time.